you guys are a bunch of fucking cowards. You telling me you're scared of some dragon crocodile thing who just wants goblins for dinner?
Adelar does not put himself in unnecessary harm.
I don't think it really cares if it's goblin or not, actually.
You can't spend your money when you're dead.
I see no benefit.
That is true.
I see no benefit to taking the creature on in this situation.
I just wanted you guys to fight it.
No.
Yeah, I know you did.
I mean, just, we might fight it. It's just, you know, we could get above it and just drop rocks on his head. Yeah. I mean, that we works. Do want the experience.
It's just like the zoo.
Yeah. We'll kill it like Howard's. At a zoo.
Poor Harambe.
Never forget.
Never forget.
I saw a meme about a month ago that was like, you know who would have loved 2019? Harambe.
Oh man.
It was like one of those train memes that was like, if you pull this, like this dies or whatever.
Oh,
and
yeah.
One was like Harambe becomes a meme, or like the idea of Harambe.
Yeah, yeah.
it was like Harambe doesn't die. Or the idea of fraud.
All right, so we're going to pause here for edit while we cut all
cut all that stuff out.
Hold on, I want to insert how I enjoy killing animals.
So you guys were in the drill auditorium, which is the place with the dais that Adelar just kept getting lost in his own thoughts with.
All those ones.
And you guys were in the barrack, which was where you fought. The bugbear's name was Yoletcha, by the way.
Yoletcha.
So that's where you guys fought her.
We should have asked her name.
Well, we had to kill her, because she was like,
she was gonna kill your ass.
So there is a gigantic door to the east in the barrack. It's all tied up and stuff, but you guys could open it in order to get like another entrance. If you wanted to, but...
Yeah, you could do that.
Wait, where's this door? To the cardinal direction?
We're not actually out in the field. Yeah.
No, we're on the field.
Now. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I knew about that door.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't give a shit.
It's a giant pair of double doors, and they're tied. So you could open them, and it would just give you another entrance, but that's up to you guys. You can decide on that now or later or whatever. The answer is no. Okay. The only other door here is to the southwest. Right there.
Yeah, but we kind of moved on from that door because we were kind of dealing with the gate.
Yeah.
Right.
And since there's a commotion up above and a primordial dragon thingy, I think Hardex's course of action was dealing with the situation, and then we'll continue exploring.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right. So you want to go? You do want to go into the courtyard. You just wanted to walk around to get into it.
Yes. From the door. The opposite side of the courtyard, it appears to be a broken down area of a similar room we were in.
Yep.
That is adjacent to a broken stair with a rope.
Well, right now Jake has all the power.
Like, what we're going to do is we were going to try to avoid the dragon fight for the time being.
Okay.
Because he just seems nasty and. Yeah.
We're
all scared.
We need a vantage.
We have no real concept of how dangerous Tui is yet, because we're all very new. So
you almost died.
I had talked about how I can create a diversion. Mm-hmm. What I can do is I can create I have the spell Illusory Object.
Okay.
Which works like the first edition spell Silent Image. So from this gate, since we can see through it, I'm going to go ahead and cast Illusory Object on the opposite side of the courtyard.
Okay.
And it's just going to be enough space for us to get through the opposite room that we're in, and enough space for us to get to the rope and the stairs. So what this image will look like is of the wall that I'm looking at. So unless the... what was it called again?
The Grolodon.
Unless the Grolodon physically interacts with the wall, the illusory wall, it's just going to see the same wall it's been looking at.
It sees that.
Got it. All right, so you guys walk around. Kezra, you set up your illusionary wall.
Yep.
While you guys are, while you're setting this up, you can see actually the rubble here on the north side of the courtyard. You can see just under it that it looks like there's stairs going down.
Down?
Down.
Yeah.
Down.
So under all of this rubble, you can actually see the you can actually see like a step or two that would go down underground.
One thing at a time at this point.
But it's covered by the rubble.
It's completely covered by rubble. So, it would take days to move any of it.
Oh, gosh.
But, yeah.
Yeah. Put me over there.
Fan. So from where I'm standing right behind the illusory wall.
Yes. Okay.
I can see through it, so I can still see the Moradon or whatever his name is.
Growlithe.
David Growlithe.
Growlithe.
But I'm at this point, for all intents and purposes, standing out in the open behind this illusory wall.
I'm right behind him.
Right next to the square where the rope would be to the broken stairs above.
Okay, gotcha. All right, so let me go ahead and read the description of the courtyard here. A short flight of stairs leads down to an open-air courtyard surrounded by imposing octagonal walls, while a heavy iron gate separates its halls separates it from the halls to the south, so where you guys were looking in last time. A few errant milkweeds and tuft of crabgrass protrude from the cracked cobblestone flooring. The ground to the west is sunken in, creating a natural pool of rainwater. To the north, where you guys are currently positioned, the battlements above have partially collapsed into a huge mound of stone and wood and rubble, under which some sort of reptilian creature seems to have been crushed.
Mm-hmm.
The top half of a flight of wooden stairs rises up to the battlements above the collapsed section of the walls. Broken plants from the bottom half lie amid the rubble below. A thick rope has been affixed via a grappling hook to the lower portion of the stairs, dangling down with a few feet on top of the rubble pile. In short, big pile of rubble with a lizard under it. It looks like another Growlithe.
Huh.
And then a rope just above that goes all the way up to where the broken stairs start.
So we'd be climbing the rope.
You would be climbing the rope, okay. Yeah.
All right.
So, Kezra is going to whisper to Benson, who's standing right next to him.
You go first, then the others, and I'll come up last.
All right. I get on the rope.
Okay. Climb. Go ahead and make me a athletics check.
Natty 20?
No. that's a 19.
Okay.
It's a 19. All right, so you make it 10 feet up.
Oh. How far up is the rope?
Let me see.
God, this music.
I know, it's like really intense.
Since I'm standing right there, I'm going to aid everybody up as well.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
What a guy, what a pal.
I'm going to say, it's a 30-foot rope.
Oh, God.
I definitely aid, so he gets a +2.
All right. So you, Benson makes it look easy.
I can only aid. I guess only aid the first climb. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you aid some more, it's like you got it, buddy. You can do it.
I believe in you.
Words of encouragement.
I am going to position myself to try to catch anybody who might fall to try to keep the fall stealthy.
Okay. All right.
We'll get there if it happens.
Yeah.
We'll just bounce off your pecs.
I am the rock.
Ah, my leg.
There was a spider dangling in my face.
Aw.
He's dead now.
I mean, yeah, because I killed him.
Dead zoning.
After dealing with the Black Widow spiders once out here, I don't fuck around anymore.
No, you don't.
So as you guys are trying to get up, the desperate shouts and barking growls that you heard earlier, but now you can see where they're coming from, and you have a much better view. You can actually hear that the halfling Elkwood. You can hear him now much clearer. You can actually hear that he's demanding to be taken to the dungeon.
It's like, dungeon.
Show me the ring. Yeah, you know where the ring is. And they're like, we don't know what you're talking about. Drop her. We'll cut your head off.
It sounds adorable, but wait. Sorry.
Wait. A halfling demanding to see a ring?
Uh-oh. I would have
wait
the thought.
Wait a second.
We're not playing the AP at all.
His name's Bilbo.
Anyway, keep climbing.
All right. Yeah. So go ahead and make another athletics check to make it another 10 feet.
Oh, man.
In the dark, everything's a 20.
12?
You didn't fail by 10 or more, so you're good.
Oh, my God.
But he didn't. Does he make any? Does he just stay where
he
is?
Yeah, you just don't make any progress.
Am I still climbing?
Yes.
You are still climbing, yes. You have 20 more feet to go.
That's easy. 22.
22, you're fine. See if you can make it up another one.
It's another 12.
You didn't fail by 10 or more, so you stay where you are.
Hurry it up, Branson.
And with that, you make it up.
Okay.
Adelar, you're next.
I am at the top trying to hand out.
Okay.
Help people.
All right. So when they get to the last third, you can aid another.
Okay.
So Adelar takes a look at his weak arms and his rather rotund belly, and looks at Elkwood. Yes. Elkwood, like,
perhaps you would like to go ahead, Elkwood?
Sure. He's like, if you insist. And he's going to just go up and try to climb this rope. 22.
22?
I do not aid.
You do not aid. Get your hand off me.
Yeah. 12.
12? All right. You sit still in the middle.
16.
16. You make it up. And make one more.
I'm rolling to aid because you're the last one.
Yeah, so go and roll to aid.
What's
do your athletics and just try to beat a 10.
18.
Oh, he's fine then. All right, so
20.
Elkwood makes it up and Benson pulls him up.
I front flip as well.
The goblins notice you in all this commotion and they go, "Adventurers! The adventurers are here! Please,
damn it, stealth!"
And then the Grolodon looks at you guys and sees you as a snack. And he starts pacing back and forth
at the rope.
all right, so hastily, Adelar casts guidance on himself and starts climbing.
All right.
Prepared to aid.
Oh, by the way.
Okay. All right.
I aid.
So 19.
19? All right, you make it up 10 feet.
All right.
You just got to beat this one by yourself.
16 on the die.
All right.
I immediately jump on the rope behind him.
All right.
And I make it.
I'm aiding with this last one. Easy aid.
10. Oh, 12. With plus
you're by yourself. Okay.
I make it up behind him again.
All right, you guys are both in the middle, but it did take you a little bit to get there. So this Grolodon is pacing back and forth. What's the rules with that illusion?
20-foot burst, so it can see us once we're up to the 30 feet. Once we pass 20 feet, so after this, I guess, so I'm 20 feet up, you're 30 feet up.
Almost.
Okay, whoever's
no,
lower,
you guys are both at the same level.
Yeah, you guys would be...
Because I made two successes.
Okay, so you would be in the middle. Kezra, where would you be by this point?
I guess I would only be 10 feet up.
Okay.
You could do 15, probably, right? Just right up behind me.
I mean, that makes sense. I mean,
theoretically, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so he's going to try to make an athletics check to jump and grab you.
What?
Oh, no.
He can't see me.
Oh, he can't yet.
No, because I'm not 20 feet up yet.
Oh, okay.
It's a 20-foot burst, so we have to be over 20 feet.
Tim would still be
for
good.
Him to see us over the image.
Okay.
So he can't see us.
All right.
Hurry your ass up there, cleric.
All right.
Can I aid from behind him while holding the rope?
One arm.
I've got him. I've got him. Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's got him. That's right.
Oh, there easy. 19 on the die.
Yep.
I easily make it again.
All right. So you guys make it up just fine. The Grolodon is now like sniffing at the ground and the rubble below.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, I was thinking about this. Skull is like in the hallway. Like he's not in that courtyard because he can't climb ropes.
why not? I don't understand.
How heavy is he? I could probably carry him up.
I don't know. What's the size of a small creature? Is he small, right? Medium?
Wolves?
Small, yeah.
I mean, I have a strength of 16.
Yeah, I mean,
wait,
I
what?
That's a stretch.
That's as strong as I am. Yeah. You're a sorcerer.
I said I was the rock.
That makes me so happy.
I mean, if he can lift it, but I didn't know what penalties you'd have. So
yeah, I mean, my three rolls were a natural 17, a natural 19, and a natural 16.
Wow.
So
you're like one
with
of
a plus six to my athletics.
Yeah,
I think I can carry a small wolf.
Had you made the decision before you climbed?
Yeah, you say right now. He's hiding. He's going to be hidden in the hallways.
Okay.
Because away from a crowd. Because as soon as he saw the Groudon, he's just like, oh, fuck.
Stay.
You've already been, like, fucked up by something. Yeah. Like, Other bites. So we're up there right now, and yep, we see...
You are up there. So you see the situation that is
situation?
Unfolding here.
the Jersey Shore? Just...
So, no, that one's... Let me just let me just go to this spot here. The battlements. Zoom. Citadel Alterine's battlements provide a breathtaking view to the east. To the east rise the majestic Five Kings Mountains, looming as ageless rocky monoliths in the hazy fog. To the south, the rolling foothills unfurl, nestled around Breach Hill's rooftops. Along the battlements, six bonfires have been heaped, although currently only the southwestern three are burning fitfully, sending plumes of reddish smoke into the air. And you still see what is unfolding as it's definitely a hostage situation. So when you guys go up, you hear Kalman still yelling about, "Take me down there! You know where 'tis, come on!" By the way, he's played by James McAvoy.
Oh my god, okay. All right.
So, and then he sees you, and then he takes the goblin, and he backs off into one of the towers, and then closes the door.
Oh, no.
Which tower?
He goes to the northern, so let me go move the map here.
This one?
Yeah, he's on me the map. Because we're... Oh, God!
So that is the battlements. So he moved back into the northeastern tower. So you see this little like thing right here.
Mm-hmm.
He backed up with the knife at the goblin's throat, walked in, and then closed the door with his foot.
And that was the only goblin up here?
No, the pretty much the entire goblin tribe is up here.
Ah.
So he had one in a headlock, and then the others were yelling at him, saying, "Let her go! Let her go!"
Damn, hostage situation. I wasn't expecting this.
You understand goblin, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Ask them what's going on. What a majestic language.
Yes, it's majestic.
So,
I think we heard them speaking common, didn't we?
No, it was only goblin, wasn't it?
No, they were speaking common.
Yeah. Oh, they were. Yeah, when they saw us.
Yeah,
right?
when they saw you, they started speaking in common and saying, "Yes, hey, help us." So they explain...
This halfling came, we were up here hiding from the monsters below, and then you see the growl and I'm pacing back and forth again. He followed us up here, and he took Helba, our chieftain, and demanded to see some ring, but we don't know of any ring. We wear all of our jewelry here.
And they have, like...
bling. Yeah. I don't want to say they just, like, blinged out.
Huge ass rocks.
Goblin bling. So actual rocks.
Oh, yeah.
I have a question. The room that he backed into, is there a back entrance to that?
Yes, you could theoretically go around the battlements there.
Okay, Elkwood.
Yes.
Here's an idea. You sneak around from the back. We'll try to talk him down and distract him from the front, and then you go in for a stab to disarm him. Or disarm him, kill him, whatever.
Kill him is easier.
All right.
We still need information from this man.
Yes, I think we should take him alive.
All right, yeah. Wound him. Wound. I can do that.
Greta Gardania did ask you to bring him to justice, so...
Justice comes death. In many
we
forms.
Could kick him I say we can kick him to the Growlithe that downstairs.
Unless it's his pet.
I don't think that thing has a master.
I don't think Kelman has a pet.
Oh. Hey, Jake, I'm rolling a hunter. Can I get a Growlithe?
What level do I have to be on that one? Okay, so, yeah. Yes, that sounds like an excellent idea, and he's going to try and sneak around.
Okay, so you want to go around. So they have, Kalmont has no sight of you, and there's no windows in there. These are easily just like little rooms that would have like arms and ammunition for, you know, arrows okay. and stuff like that. It's completely concealed. So you can just run around without him seeing you.
Okay. I'm going to do that then.
Okay.
Okay, so while he is getting in position, so it's kind of happened simultaneously.
Okay.
He closed the door?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm going to go up to the door, and I'm going to knock. What's his name again?
Kalmont.
Kalmont, let us talk.
What do you... And who are you? Oh, wait. The do-gooders from town. You were supposed to burn in the fire. What are you doing here?
Don't you come in. I'll cut this goblin's ears off if you don't leave at once.
I have no intention of anyone getting hurt. I'm just here to talk. And
when he says
double...
no intention of anybody getting hurt, I'm drawing my sword.
I'm going to roll.
Roll stealth check.
Ching!
So I'm going to roll diplomacy.
Okay.
21.
21? That is pretty good.
Hopefully he's weak-willed.
Yeah. All right, so you make a pretty convincing argument, and he goes, fine, open the door, we'll talk.
All right, so I say, all right, I'm opening the door, and I slowly
Can I open the door in front of him?
Yeah, sure. So I slide
in front of him, and yeah. I open the door.
All right, So when you open the door, the goblin that was in his arm bites his hand and then runs out.
Good.
There you go. No more hostage.
All right. she saw an opening. Roll me initiative.
Grab him, Branson.
So do I roll my diplomacy as my initiative?
Elkwood, you could actually roll stealth because he has no idea where you are.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm re-rolling that then.
Strategy, son.
Okay. Once again, the organ music.
It's pretty great. I like it a lot.
So I'm going to take this moment just to plug tabletopaudio.com. They have amazing sounds. We are not sponsored, but hey,
we're definitely not.
If you want to sponsor us, that'd be wonderful.
That would be great.
But we are very much for sale.
But seriously, this guy does amazing work. Like, you can combine sounds and music. It's just, it's amazing.
Yep.
Check it out.
All right. Going around the table, Kezzer?
Sweet, sweet, natural 20 for a 23.
Oh, damn. Yeah. All right. Hell yeah, Kel.
Damn, sir.
Adelar.
17.
Okay. Benson?
Gentleman's 14.
Gentleman's 14. And Elk?
Low roll of a 16 for stealth.
All right. So...
which I feel like I should get a bonus since the goblin bit his hand. And he's like, what the hell?
what ended up happening when she bit it, she got away and he dropped his dagger that he had.
Even better.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So he will have to spend his first action to pick up his dagger, but after that he'll be ready to go. But going first, it is Kezra. Tim K, could I get some epic battle music here? Because Calvin's a straight badass.
Yeah.
Mortal Kombat. Almost sounded like it. Let's get that bass drop.
All right. Oh, wait. Pause right here. I think it's this one I want to do.
This is going to be great.
And it's got that bass in the background, too.
Getting ready to throw some nasty shit, Kel.
I'll see what I do.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Can't wait.
You won't expect it. I promise.
I'm not expecting it right now.
Expect this shit.
The bass every time. This is dope. Now we just need some. Was like Inception.
Oh yeah.
So Kezra, seeing the dagger fall to the ground, is gonna go, "Come to me." And he uses Mage Hand and grabs the dagger. And it comes right to my hand.
Hell yeah!
And then he'll cast Shield for the shit of it.
All right.
Nice.
He gets covered in Dragon Scales, too.
Ha, ah, yeah.
There you go. There's the Dragon Scales.
All right, so Calmet, not happy about that, says, "You fucking pig-faced motherfucker!" And then he takes out a dagger on his side.
He's just like, man.
I have another!
Never mind.
It's like the Simpsons, like most is like, no, two knives.
Oh, it's pretty great.
All right, but, so, Benson, you were in the room, right?
Yes.
You were the only one in the room?
I'm in front of them.
Okay, well, he is going to go after you then. All right, let's see. Oh, no, actually, he takes out a short bow.
Oh, even better.
Yep. He does have daggers, but the short bow's really, really good looking, so he takes that out instead.
Huh.
Does a... he's pretty good with this. Does a 20 hit you?
Yes.
Ouch.
Just.
Okay. All right, you take 4 piercing damage. As the arrow hits true, he's going to take another shot.
Mm. How you looking there, Benson?
Good so far.
All right.
I don't think this one hit. It is a 8.
Nope.
All right. That was Kelman's turn. He used an action to draw a short bow and took 2 shots. And now it comes to Adelar's turn.
All right. So I'm going to see. I'm going to cast Guidance on Benson.
Thank you.
So that'll give you a +1 to almost whatever you want. So attack roll, skill checks, saving throws. And that's my first action. For my last 2 actions, I'm going to throw a Divine Lance at
Alrighty.
This guy.
Man, I love being able to cast multiple spells in a round.
Yeah,
I
do. Especially level 1. So much fun.
It's just a beautiful thing.
Feels yeah. good.
It's a beautiful thing.
Does a 14 hit? 14.
Nah.
That door behind him is not open, is it?
It is not open
yeah,
yet.
Yeah, so he's not flat.
So, speaking still free, right?
Not for that matter.
Yeah, yeah.
Alright, so, Kelmont, was it?
Yes.
Alright. Kelmont, put down your weapon. Don't make this harder than it has to be.
No!
Shit. Oh, that's that. Well, that's kill him.
I mean, he made a convincing argument.
Oh, wait, can I? No, that's an action.
Yeah. It's your turn.
Okay, so I'm at the door.
Yes. Right?
Move, I guess, an action to open the door.
Yep, so interact to open.
Interact to open, so I open the door. I didn't specify, but I was on have my sword drawn, but
okay.
I didn't say it, so I wasn't
sure. That's fine.
Okay, so he had a sword drawn because he was on a try to take a hostage to a hostage.
It's still a hostage situation.
Yeah. Yeah, so he's going to move up behind him
okay,
as
so you're
second action.
Interact to open up the door, and then he's right there. So,
oh, he's
yeah.
right there.
Oh,
so
nice.
It's like walk on then.
And he's not flat-footed.
No, he's not flat-footed now.
Well, okay. He's flanked.
He's
flanked now. But now that the door's open, he's flanked by because it's a small room, right?
I thought you said it was.
It's
a
5-foot room.
No, it's a 10-foot room.
Oh.
Okay.
Yep.
I was confused by the scale. Okay.
Yes.
So does that mean he has to take another move action to get right behind him then?
No, Kelmont was on
back.
that side of the room.
Okay. He probably was on try to run out of there at one point. So.
So you open the door and he's right there.
Okay. And I just like see him. And
wait.
Just, or
would he still get a sneak attack though? Because he's not aware of his presence.
Does that work that way? In this?
I mean, when you open up the door, he would hear it, and he would.
Yeah. Can you stealth?
Wait,
what
sneak attack? You have hunted prey.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
never mind.
Okay,
yeah.
My bad.
Yeah,
just stealth. And he hunted prey before.
Right.
Yeah, because
right.
I saw him. I was
so
like,
he still
I
got
want
that.
Him.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
So swing with your sword.
Swing with the sword, the elvish curve blade, and he's just gonna. I heard that do-gooder remark. Not. I'm only a do-gooder part time.
Don't ever call me that again.
Yeah, that's an 18 to hit.
18. That does not hit.
Does not.
Nope.
Ooh, shit. All right.
Yeah, he's a def dodger.
Yeah. Hint. I got it.
Yep.
Okay. And why not? I'll try swinging again.
Yep. And then you just get your -5 in. Or is it agile? Is the elf curve blade? Is that
it?
It
don't matter because I missed.
Oh, okay, gotcha. All right. Well, Benson, it comes to you.
I'm gonna go up and go to swing. He's right. Flanked. So what's that? A +2?
Yeah. So
no, it's a -2 to him. So don't worry. So
okay. Jake deal effectively
about it.
Yes.
16 on the die for 23.
That does hit.
Yeah. 9 damage.
Very nice.
And another swing.
It's -5.
Yep.
I swear to God. Shut up. Alive.
I haven't touched it. Look at this shit.
Oh my gosh.
What the hell, man?
He's now 4 for 6 on crits.
Not 20.
John,
drop.
So I'm going to need you to stop doing that.
God damn it.
You know, I want to go fight those dragons now.
I think we got this.
I think we got this.
If we fight those dragons, we'll have 3 straight ones.
Apparently not all of us are level 1.
All right.
Glad he's 15. On our side.
This is just absurd.
It's absolutely absurd. How much damage 15 damage.
Jesus Christ.
Raise my shield as my last. Oh,
Benson, we need him alive.
No, you moved and then attacked.
Oh, did I move? Okay.
Yeah,
so, yep. Raise shield.
But, all right, so. That,
he did,
he
not, like
did
that.
Not like that at all. Huh. What would Calmont do? He's flanked as fuck. And just took a nasty hit.
From the front.
Yeah, from the front. There's a wicked-looking elf with a cool-looking sword in it behind him.
It took 23 points of damage.
His one dagger got taken away. He has a bow out, doesn't he?
Yeah, and he's got a bow out.
So he's like...
Well, it's my turn, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it is. Sorry.
So there's enough room for me to get in there?
Yeah, yes, there sure is.
All right, I'm going to get in there and grapple him.
Okay.
All right.
Just surround him and just like...
Yeah. So this is 10 plus his fortitude mod.
All right.
Shit. 12.
10 plus his fortitude mod.
Oh.
No, he you do not grapple him.
Can
you try it again?
Yes, I can. This will be at a minus 5.
Well, all right.
So 14.
14, you do not.
Well, I tried.
All right.
Give up.
No.
He drops his bow.
Whoa.
And he's just like, fine, take me in. I don't care. Look, You know what? I fucking hate this place. I fucking hate Vaz. I fucking hate everything about this.
He's like a tankerous little bastard, ain't he?
I throw him to the ground and tie his arms.
Fuck you, Walkman. Fuck you, Walkman.
Yeah. That's what they all say.
What do you call you before? A pig-faced... Pig-faced bastard.
I think he was talking to me because I was on top.
No, he was definitely talking to the orc.
Oh.
He saw your guard. He's like, oh, it's a pig. You know. Universal language, apparently.
All right. What do you want to do with Calmont?
We have him tied.
We have him tied.
And what is below us? I'm just curious if he's really seen this thing.
If he's really seen the...
The giant Dave Grohlophile.
Oh,
the David Grohlophile.
Dave Grohlophile.
Great Dalton.
I got another friend.
I want to eat your ass.
So yeah, he definitely saw it. He managed to slip by it when it was off doing something else. So no, he's definitely seen it.
Okay. So.
Tell me what the ring is, Calmont.
Yeah, Calmont snorts. I'll set this ring. It's only a ring of elf gates connected to all planes of another world. Elf gates. Calmont emphasizes his last two words very slowly. You know these. You're not daft, are you?
Yeah, which world did you want to go to?
Don't you realize how valuable information is to riches who want to travel fast? Selling that information will get me out from under Vaz's thumb.
Well, at this point, so they're talking. He's just going to take his short bow.
Okay.
And just be like, oh, what's this? Like, just
can I do an Arcana on Ring of Elvish Gates or whatever?
Go Gates. Ahead and...
What type of rule is that? Occultism?
It would actually be...
Occultism.
Can I make an
thievery? No.
You have actually never heard of it.
Oh,
wow!
It's even that.
Yes, it is that ancient.
Right.
So tell me, who told you there was this ring in the dungeons?
What? Nobody told me. I read it in Vaz's notes.
Hmm.
Well, you know Vaz, the bookseller. In Breach Hill, the half-elf. Oh boy, you're not too quick, are you? Come on, slight amusement, shift to rage as he begins to rant. Vaz is my employer, but she thinks she's my god. Always bossing me around. Calmont, do this. Calmont, read that. Calmont, that's not how you pronounce Norgerber. She's a jerk. She's a jerk, and I hate her. I've been digging around her stuff for weeks, trying to find something I can sell to buy my way out of the stupid job.
Oh, jeez.
I shove my hand in his mouth, just over his mouth.
But I have more dialogue.
All right, go ahead.
No, as you say, you're like, I shove my hand in his mouth. Like, you take your fist and go.
Yeah.
He's a halfling, a small mouth. I was digging around for weeks trying to find something I could sell to buy my way out of the stupid job. Didn't find any goodies, but I did find her notes about Osetta's ring. What's she planning to do with that information? Don't care. I just want to get paid.
So what was the point of starting the fires?
Oh, I didn't start them. Oh, those fires. Stupid question. Of course I said that because I wanted to. Whoosh! He should have seen everyone's faces. How else was I supposed to stop that stupid council from sending heroes to Hell Knight Hill? I would have interrupted my plan to find the Elf Gate. But now you're here anyway. Whatever. Kama slaps his own forehead in frustration. I should have set an even bigger fire.
Well, he doesn't because his hands are tied.
He
like slams. Boom.
That's incredibly dexterous.
If I set a bigger fire, definitely would have killed you.
Yes, but you didn't. Well, you failed.
Well, my friend Benson took care of your little imp quite fairly easily, so you really as good as...
Alright, so,
I was just all mocking him a bit. He's like, well, it's simply good as trash at that point. Your imp died fairly quickly, and we put out the fire with no trouble. Now,
no trouble? You're telling me no one died in that fire?
No one died.
Bloody hell!
I mean, I admire your conviction to get paid, but you really suck at this.
Listen, here, you... And he's struggling.
Now tell me, this bow, I mean, do you like it? I mean, I think I deserve it more than you. I mean... You really didn't do so well with it.
You're a bit bigger than me.
Just a tad.
I would like to see you try to use that bow.
You say a short bow, right?
Yeah, it's a short bow, but he's small.
Oh, it's a short bow.
It's a short bow.
Well, it's a small, short bow.
I'm sure I can do something with this.
So at this point,
and then you saw a whole, like, take the string, just wrap it around his throat, and it's just like, it's a garrote.
So by your own admission, you conspired to set a fire with the intention of killing many innocent people in the town of Breach Hill.
Yeah, and I'll do it again.
I rip my sword out of my scabbard.
Oh no, Benson, please. Tell me, what do you know of that creature down below? I'm just curious.
No, it's big. Looks like some kind of lizard.
And what happened to the other one? We saw another one that was crushed.
Don't know. Don't care.
Ah, okay. Hey,
what a wealth of knowledge.
I know, right? Kezra. Curious, do you think he should have a better look at this creature?
I could certainly dangle him down.
Ah, I think that might get us the answers we need.
Now, everyone. We were told to bring him to justice, and...
Justice as we see fit, I believe.
Was it justice as we see fit, or was it to bring him to pay for his crimes back at Breach Hill? Now, you know...
No prisoner, no money.
As a worshipper of Abadar, we like to bring people to justice, not unnecessary justice, but he should face the proper authorities.
Abadar. Yeah, I guess Kalistra would not as... Okay, I would... let's concede to that. Make sure we have him quite tied up. He looks like a squirmy little fellow.
He's like...
Benson looks... looks at you.
Bandana around his mouth, maybe, too.
Benson looks at you.
At Adalar?
And, yeah.
Abadar.
looks at Abadar in the sky.
It looks like he's not convinced at first.
Huh.
But He begins to agree with you, and he resheathes his sword.
Yeah. I look over at Benson. I'm like, wouldn't you agree, town guard?
Town guard? That's
almost... In this instance, my friend, I am the justice.
Oh.
Well, I...
Taking the Judge Dredd route.
I am justice itself! He is Tyrael.
I'm the representative of the town guard in this situation.
Well, you know the town's laws better than I, so I concede to you.
We will take him back.
Kezra, seeing this conversation's kind of done with Kalnon, he walks over to the nearest goblin.
Who's in charge here?
Yeah, so, As the dust from the drama on the battlements settles, you hear a distinctive garble throat clearing coming from nearby. Soon, the short, slight goblin woman who had been held hostage by Calmont approaches me.
Excuse me, she says in a voice like that of a hoarse bird. Oh. Excuse me, thank you, friends. You are friends. You must be friends, because you've just saved the bumble brashes from that man. So much flailing and shrieking. I am Helba, and I am the Bumble Brass's chieftain. We have been stuck up here for so long. Days, it feels like. Maybe even weeks? Hard to keep track. First, those awful monsters chased us from our comfy basement. Then the dragon dog came, and that awful halfling man showed up talking about elves and other nonsense. No elves live here, just us Bumble Brass's.
Helba looks back at her people, and a deeply morose look settles upon her face.
I just want to protect my people, but everyone wants us dead.
So there's two moving dragons down there?
Just the one.
Just the one.
Just the one.
Because their one, they said, was crushed.
Yep. Okay, it was crushed. Yep.
What chased you out of the basement?
The bugbear, probably.
Yeah. Well, it could be more.
Nope. She said the awful monsters.
The monsters.
Is there more than just
what's... Was that the basement? That where's all the bunk beds and all that were?
No, the basement under all the rubble that you guys were able to, like, you could kind of look down and see, but you obviously couldn't move rocks.
So they've been up there for a bit then. Okay. As they said, like, but I was like, where the living quarters were, like, I was thinking of the bugbear. Like, that chased them, but...
Nope.
Oh boy.
Nope.
There's something probably down there.
Yeah, she's saying monsters chased them out from their basement.
So...
Did you put the rubble there to block them in?
Oh, no.
How did the rubble get there?
How did that rubble get there?
It fell.
Is that what killed the other?
So sound
as
logic.
As rubble is wont to do.
It's sentient rubble. I mean, such strange.
We've explored a very small amount of this castle.
Yes. Also, we need to do something about that that creature down there.
We're going to have to kill it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or chase it out.
We can... Kezra's going to speak up first.
How many arrows do you have? I can keep shooting this thing.
just like Skyrim and
your name again was...
Helba.
Helba. We were sent here by Wobble.
Oh, Wobble!
Yes, she was gravely concerned from you, and she hadn't heard. Am I to assume that you being stuck up here is the reason there's been no communication?
Oh, yes. I wish Wobble dearly. Is she still in town?
No, we brought her along, but she's not within the Citadel.
Oh, wonderful. If we could get down there to see her, I would much like to see my cousin.
Is there any other way of getting off this thing? Is it just the one way? The
yep.
rope?
Stairs.
Yeah, there's no way we can...
So we are 30 feet up?
Yeah, well, it was 30 feet.
30 feet up the rope and then the stairs. Yep. So what, like 50?
Yeah.
Okay, so probably don't be boring, but we can... I can just he's just on taking an idle shot at this thing. Like, just... Because I can see it, right?
From my
vantage point. Yep. So I can be like, oh, it's like trying to... can I just shoot it from up there? Yeah.
I mean, I think that's literally the smartest thing to do. The only problem is that I think you're the only one with range. So
I have how far? What's like the distance between me and the creature?
At least 50.
Yeah,
yeah. I can't. I only have 30 feet spells too.
It's quite a ways.
Yeah, I got 60 feet. At so, least. Is there a rock so you can just drop one?
I got a sword.
I'm gonna.
If you could at least weaken it, maybe we could go down and finish it off.
Right.
Sure. I mean, I've been counting. I have 19 arrows left, so...
I mean, the best it'll do is try to hide from you, and then...
Then we can safely descend.
Then we can see what we can do.
Yeah. All right. Let's see if this is going to be easy. And he's just going to, outside of combat, I guess, look at it, because he hasn't shot at it
not yet.
But he's going to use his Hunt Prey ability
okay.
and just look at it. And is there any gleaming from the information that... Kezra took like weakness.
No, it doesn't look too keen on its feet. It looks like just a big armored crocodile looking thing. So it wouldn't be able to dodge that quickly. So meaning it doesn't have like a great reflex save, but it looks like just a big
beefy
armored tank. Actually,
beefy boy.
Adela and Kezra could go to the bottom of the stairs and be only 30 feet away.
That's true.
Okay.
Then we could use our spells.
Yeah, I can just shoot, and they can use spells, and okay. Benson can cheer.
So, why
small
you got
support?
Yeah,
why you can try to use the small short bow.
No.
I'm sure you're a dexterous little armored knight.
It's literally like the children's bow that you get at Kmart. It's like the suction cup darts.
See, I didn't think about it because you said short bow. I'm like, oh, it's just a short bow. And I was like, oh, halfling short bow.
Yeah.
Yes.
He is a halfling with a short bow. So
but
it's a short
I still. But no, you can do a Dark Souls plunging attack on this thing. Boom. 50 feet off. Extra damage.
Boys.
Did you guys actually want to look through Calmont's stuff as
yes.
well?
Yes, I will do that.
Yeah, Benson. Was there anything special about the dagger I took from him?
The dagger? Nope, just a regular dagger.
Okay. What about the bow itself? I mean, I can't use it, but it's like, is it special? Because you said it looked gnarly.
It is a gnarly looking bow. It's a +1 short bow.
Ooh.
Of course, it's a short bow. Weird, I'll just keep saying that.
Yeah, I mean, it'll fetch a nice price.
Shorty short bow.
On him, he has leather armor, small... he has two lesser healing potions.
Oh, I'll take those.
Yeah.
And he has a...
Do you mean minor or lesser?
It says lesser healing potion.
Okay. Is that better than minor? Because you said earlier I found a healing potion.
Yeah. Yoletcha, what did she have? Because if they were lesser...
I thought it was lesser, too.
Okay. So we have a total of three, then.
Yeah.
All
right. I have two. Who has the other one?
I have the other one.
Okay.
Because I took the potion and the bottled lightning.
All right.
Okay. So he also had he has some thieves' tools.
I'll take those.
All right. I guess he didn't have any gold on him. Otherwise, I would have said that. So pretty much just the two lesser healing potions are really only useful to you guys.
Got you.
Yep.
All right.
And the things we can sell. I mean.
Yeah. Just sell his small shit that he has.
Yeah.
While you guys are planning all of this stuff out, Helba comes up to you, Benson, and she kind of like, she like walks up and like pulls on your cloak.
Yes, my lady.
Come here. And she wants you to lean down.
I lean down.
She bites her nose off.
So, she looks at the half-orc and then looks back at you and she goes,
I didn't want to say this, but the thing that drove us out of our home, cultists—at least I think they were cultists—they called themselves the Cinder Claws, and they said that our home is their home now, and they threatened to roast us, to peel us and eat us. Ah.
What did they look like, my lady?
Some of them look like big. Frog? Well, others look like monkey. They were so strange. And they had the dragon monsters with them. So, of course, that's why we ran from the vaults. Then so many monsters on the ground floor, so we ran up here to the battlements.
And you say they are down in the dungeons?
Yes, yes, the basement and our home, yes.
Where is Adelar?
We're down at the bottom of the stairs at this point.
Yeah.
Okay. I try to get your attention as you come up.
Oh, I'm like, aren't I? Aren't I, like, down the rope?
No. We were going to the bottom of the stairs where the rope leads
right,
to.
Right, right,
so that
okay.
we were low enough to use our spells.
Got it.
Adelar.
Yes, Bent.
Come here.
All right.
According to this lovely goblin, they were chased out of the dungeons by cultists. If what the halfling says is true, there might be somebody who teleported in.
Ah.
So we might be dealing with something far worse than just one dragon monster.
Well, we just have to take him out one at a time. Try to isolate him.
So. I think that is the play.
All right.
We need to at least get these goblins out of here.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes. I agree.
And Elk is going to kind of look at all the other goblins, because he sees the short bow, and he's like, Do any of you have the capabilities of shooting a bow?
Yes.
Well, would you mind, I guess, helping us take out the rest of this creature down there?
Okay.
Okay.
You may only borrow that.
Yes, you can borrow it for now, but we...
But I like it.
But in return, you get your home.
But I like both.
And your life.
Why are you threatening me?
All goblins attack.
Bench is just sitting there. Like, oh,
I'm gonna roll diplomacy to say that finders keepers, losers weepers, but you can borrow it to help us.
Yes. I mean, that might work for goblins.
Yeah. Ah, eight.
No, I find, I keep.
I found.
I throw my hands up, but you gave to me. I go back.
I didn't give. I said borrow.
Just let him shoot. We'll deal with the okay. small thing later.
Yes.
By the way, this is a picture of Helba.
What does Helba look like?
Oh.
He's carrying the goblin equivalent of the Buster Sword.
Yep.
Which means it's probably a kitchen knife.
The great dog slicer.
Yeah.
All right, so you guys start taking shots at this thing?
Yeah. Don't give the... or bar. Let the goblin borrow it.
Okay.
And I don't know how many arrows the guy had on him either. So.
20. Oh, 19 now. Ooh. But
I wonder if we're in range of his breath.
Also, can we coordinate our shots so that it's not just like, it's kind of like more all at once instead of like bam, 6 seconds
like
sort of thing?
Like a surprise round.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It wouldn't be bam, 6 seconds, whatever time.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, we can roll. We can roll initiative, and then I mean, you guys have plenty of time to just set up. So, yeah. So right. you guys can take time to hold your action, so that you all go before him.
Yeah.
My previous lore check, do I have any idea how far its breath weapon could reach?
It's a 15-foot cone.
All right.
We're good.
Yep.
Right. I've seen this thing before. It can't reach us.
And then it climbs walls.
Oh, God, I didn't know that.
Okay, I hope you're right, friend.
Let's start shooting this.
Yeah, let's start
all right.
it.
All right.
I'm lighting up a cigarette.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, pretty much like Elk's just going to like look down. He's like, all right, go. And just like right, send so a signal.
Start unloading onto this thing. So yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
Initiative or?
Yeah, first. Go ahead and go and roll for initiative.
Oh, good.
Oh, wait, I already had this one ready.
That actually teleports.
That's about right.
Natural 20?
No.
Oh, okay.
Natural 2.
Kezer. Well,
which makes sense.
15.
15. Adelar?
21.
Okay. And Vincent?
6.
6. Very nice. Elk?
20.
20.
I mean, can you think of another encounter this would make more sense?
It's like, Benson, just sit there.
Benson, help. No.
Once we determine that it's weak enough, we'll drop attack it. And so you can just like...
Sure. Absolutely.
Right through its head. Bam.
All right, so it's going to try to futilely make a jump attack, or try to futilely jump at the stairs to try to climb up.
Oh, God. Still kind of terrifying when you think about
it. It actually went first, so.
Wait, what? Wow. We didn't get the surprise?
Yeah. Go ahead and get it.
All right.
Yeah.
Divine Lance, 16 to hit.
16 does not hit.
Oh, my God. This will be fun.
Guys,
Menus.
Oh, my bad.
Guys, Pathfinder 2, he is like the Dark Souls of tabletop.
It's a pretty hefty compliment.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everything is next? Hard now.
Sorry. It goes Adelar, Elk, Kezra, then Benson.
Okay.
Yay.
So let's see here. That's a mess.
10. And then the goblin will go on the crowd alone's turn.
Okay. 10. Roll to try to hit again. No, not even.
If you're going to miss, then only take one shot and conserve those arrows.
Yeah.
Aim small, miss small.
All right. That was Elk. Kezer?
Roll a reflex save.
All right.
Doop-a-doop-a-doop.
Ba-da-ba-da.
Has a 25 suit you?
I miss as lightning shoots as it dodges and lightning hits the ground underneath.
All right.
That sucks.
Next up is Benson.
I ready my action
okay.
in case he can jump 30 feet.
I ready smoke a blunt.
Yeah. Benson's lighting up.
All right. Goblin is going to go first. With a natural one,
he falls in and dies.
In class of action, the arrow just falls out because he doesn't know quite how to use it.
He said he did. I thought goblins were trustworthy here.
It is the Grolodon's turn. Athletics check.
Oh, that's scary.
14 on the die is not bad, but unfortunately, he cannot jump that high.
That's still like...
So,
athletics check. I'm like, wait, why? Why?
All right, Adalar, back to you.
All right, another Divine Lance. miss.
Okay. Elk.
Let's try this.
12?
Nope.
Can you imagine if we were actually fighting this thing? Like,
yeah, like, and just failing. Heeding his advice, he's not going to strike again.
All right, so it's going to go back to Kezra.
Roll a reflex. Charge up some more lightning.
He's going to get a 25, probably.
Yes, I did get a 25.
I miss again.
God, this thing is formidable.
All right, goes to Benson and then the goblin.
Benson's just Benson.
The goblin misses. Not a natural one, but he missed.
Yeah.
All right. Adalar.
Divine Lance.
That's a Onison, right?
Yeah, these cantrip. Are all cantrips.
That's
cantrips,
really yeah. cool, though.
20?
20 hits?
Ah,
finally.
Yes.
Some damage.
Not much, but something. One!
You, oh, as you peck its hide.
Oh, no. Two.
Ooh.
Oh.
One plus one. Yes.
Oh. Ooh. Well, look at that.
Oh, my God. All right. We can take it down as long as you keep hitting. Okay. It's like, all right, this time.
Wait. Unpray it.
Yeah, he did.
I did.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
oh,
I'm rolling terrible. Like, my last rolls have been like a 5, a 4, and a 6. There's just...
Brutal.
Just, yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Fortune's got to change eventually.
Oh, 19 on the die.
Hey. Okay. All right. Well, that'll
That's
hit.
A crit. No, it's like, no. I wish it was. Yeah, that would be a 26.
Yeah, that hits too.
Nice. All right. And since I will get to roll a d6 for that, which, of course, minimal damage, but it's a penetration shot. So it's a 1d8. As well, since I hit it the first time.
Oh, right, right.
I took penetration instead of rapid.
Yep.
Yeah.
Minimum damage. 3 points of damage. That was a 1 and a 2. Oh, God.
All right. The Grolodon does not like being...
pelted.
pelted at. So, all right. After Elk, it comes to Kezer.
Roll a reflex save.
I'm sensing a pattern here.
Please, this is a boring combat, but we'll die otherwise.
A 10.
Oh, yeah. He takes some damage.
All right.
Please be like 6.
What is that? 5 damage.
Oh,
five.
Man.
5 lightning damage.
There we go.
Nice.
Electricity.
Okay.
For technical terms.
He got shocked pretty nicely. Then it comes to Sir Benson. Does nothing.
Same.
All right. Got it. Understood.
He actually went back and like got a hoagie or something. Just eating there. Like, yeah.
He went to the sub shop in Battlement 5.
I can go to the subway across the Battlement. They're everywhere.
The goblin missed again.
God.
Have
this bone no work. Why you give?
And he throws it on the ground.
That asshole.
I look at Kessler. I'm like, well, that solves that problem.
The Grolodon does not like being packed away with these things. So the giant pool on the western side, he goes over and just sort of like digs down into the mud, and he just sits there.
Huh. All right.
So we can still see it, right? Like, is it above the water or is it under the water?
It's under the water, but it's not. It's obviously not that deep.
I think at this point it'd be out of yours and my range.
Yeah, it's definitely out of the range. Yeah.
Okay, so it's the only range that I'm in.
All right, time to climb.
So he's down there. Okay, that gives a better portion.
If we climbed down, we would disappear behind the illusion as well.
The illusions are still there.
It's there for 10 minutes. Unless our conversation took 10 minutes.
Not really, maybe 5.
Okay.
Yeah, but we also have to get all the goblins down.
We also have the guy tied up, too.
Just throw him.
I mean, he's a halfling. I can put him on my shoulder.
Yeah, that's true.
Chuck him down the stairs.
You can put him on your belt.
We could literally... I mean, he might die, but we could just drop him.
I did a lot of damage to him.
All right, so do I have to make climb checks to scamper my way down?
Well, I would go down first.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Let me first see if I can just hit this thing from the pool, like where it is, because it's, 60 feet probably?
So, because it has that concealment, you would be... shooting into water without any idea if you're actually hitting it or not. So,
I just...
Don't waste the arrow.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so Kezra is going to start lowering himself down to the rope.
Okay.
I'm after him.
I'll follow after Benson then.
10?
10? You don't fail by 10.
19.
You're good?
And you got the halfling, right?
Natural 19.
Okay.
Natural 14. All right.
All right, 20. So...
Natural 19.
Ezra makes it down, Benson.
So seeing through the illusion, it's not reacting to me. It can't see us anymore. It still can't see me, but it didn't. It's not reacting to us like going down because it dug itself down, right?
No, I mean it sort of just like goes up to wait. You just made like a stone wall, so it's like sniffing around. It's like confused, but it like sees a wall. It doesn't know what to do about it. So
natural 14 for a 20.
I thought you said it was under the water now too.
No, I just mean when it was walking around, like it there's no way I could interact with it.
Natural 12 for an 18.
Or an 18. Okay, so you're good there.
I'm down.
There.
Yeah. I'm waiting at the bottom to help aid. No, don't, Tim, no.
I'm ready to catch him.
Make a net of...
Go look up fall damage here, just in case.
What about trust falls? you just have Benson and... Oh jeez, I keep forgetting your name, Keldrick.
This is athletics, right?
Yes.
How does a 2 grab you?
What?
That is failing by 10 or more.
Oh, no. All right.
Just have Kezra and Benson. Wait, just
did
catch
you guide into yourself? Oh wait, no, you can't.
You can't.
I already did. Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. The problem now is guidance can only be used once per hour per target.
Ooh.
Yep. So you get a 30-foot range, but it's not limited by... Yeah. You can't just spam it.
I kind of like that change.
Yeah,
I do as well. Okay. I think just spamming guidance constantly is not very interesting.
Hey, right. My summoner loved patting people on the butt every single round.
I mean, that's true.
Hashtag me too.
Falling. When you fall more than 5 feet, you take bludgeoning damage, equal to half the distance you fell when you land. So that was... Oh. Were you right at the top there?
Yeah.
All right. You fell from the top.
All right. So you fall more than 5 feet, you take blood equal to half the distance you fell when you land.
the dragon just sees him disappear into the...
Done.
So it would be the 25 feet, right? Because you made it more than 5, so 25.
So 13 damage.
Are you dead?
So, well, you're round down, so 12.
12.
So you take 12 damage.
That still hurts.
I'm definitely hurting. That's for sure.
And I can do nothing to help that damage.
I cast Lay on Hands on Tim.
All right.
You're already down. That's right.
Yeah.
6 health back. I mean, that's what I can do. And you have 2 AC for the next round.
Hey!
Oh, my God.
If the Growlithe charges the wall. Quote,
I throw
unquote.
Tim out of the wall.
that'd be horrifying, actually, at this point.
So Benson just reaches down, grabs Adelard, and Adelard is like, ugh.
I pick you up as I cast.
Thank you.
Pick you up.
I'm not as limber as I as
easy,
I
once preacher.
Was.
I swear, if you're about to say, I'm not as limber as I used to be. Yes, back when you weren't eating donuts every day.
What are donuts?
Go nuts for donuts. Elk is going to stay up there and start trying to funnel the goblins down.
Okay.
Oh my God.
This is a terrible idea.
It's a chain of just goblins.
I mean, they all got up here.
That thing's still alive in the pool.
That's that's
not a good idea.
But what else can we do?
We're going to have to kill the thing.
We got to attempt to take it out at this point.
Yeah.
We have softened it a bit.
Yeah.
We still only have, 5 more minutes? We can't get all the goblins down in 5 minutes.
Yeah, so at this point, we can...
As the...
I can stay up and try sniping it while everyone else...
I mean, you could stay on the stairs. And be
yeah,
safe.
I'm going to stay at the stairs.
Yeah.
You are ushering the goblins down, so you're helping them out. I'm not going to roll because they can climb pretty well. I'm not going to go
Wait,
through
so
all
we're putting them down the rope now,
yes,
apparently.
So they're climbing down the rope. So as they are climbing down, the moment that the last goblin reaches the rubble, the illusion goes away.
Fun.
And the Grolodon goes,
bring it on.
Okay. So we did that anyway.
All yep. Right. Get ready for a high-class bout.
Shit.
So, going in initiative order again.
Oh, no.
Oh, we're re-rolling.
No, we're sticking with it.
Yeah, okay. We're going to stick with it.
Benson
for simplicity
like
and radio sake. So the Grolodon, not happy that there's a whole bunch of meals getting away, is going to charge.
All the goblins pull out short bows and just start peppering it.
they just have a bunch of Delk Slicers. They're not that great.
Here, let's get on the map how we're actually supposed to be.
Yeah.
The goblins, as they were coming down, funneled into the hallway there. So however you guys are is
no,
fine.
No. Where you and I are right in front of the bottom of the steps. Adalar would be in the room behind us. Yep.
And then the goblins all came down and then funneled into the hallway near Adalar. So
hey, your wolf can help us now. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I can command him.
Call Wolfie back in.
Because he's like hiding in the hallway. He's like, ah, screw this. And they each tried probably to kill it with their dog slicers. Sounds all right. Maybe they can get their goblin dogs to help us.
Since it is my spell and I would know exactly when it was going to go down, would you permit me a free action?
Yeah, go ahead.
I summon my claws.
There you go.
So I become...
Dragon
I have,
man.
I have like electrical dragon claws now.
Ah! Dragon man.
Electrical dragon claws.
That's the official drop for your dragon claws.
Thank you. I'm sure that'll never get old.
Oh dear.
Ugh.
Okay, uh-huh. Oh, hey, there it is.
There it is. Ah, it's a saber-tooth tiger.
That thing is.
Oh, yeah, no, man, we're supposed to be playing pretend.
Yeah, it's big.
So it's a large creature?
Yes. Yeah, so it was 16 feet long and 500 pounds, remember?
1,500 pounds, I thought.
Whatever.
Hold the line! Hold the line!
And it's coming right.
Can Benson
for
take a free action?
Free action, sure.
He brandishes his sword and shield and just shouts, "Thy will be done!"
This is how he dies.
yeah.
All right, so he goes up and he does one stride.
Oh, shit.
And then he uses Noxious Breath.
Oh.
Yeah, I figured.
Yep.
15 feet.
We're just in a cone there for him.
Two of them, at least.
Jake was like, "Oh, man, I didn't get to use my Noxious Breath." And then we're like, "Let's all climb down and single file." Jake's like,
all right, so the Grolodon hisses and unleashes a nauseating cloud of hypnosis in a 15-foot cone. Please make me a fortitude save.
It should just be John and I.
Yeah, it's just John, because he's back there.
It's a 15-foot cone.
Yeah, so it's just Kezra and Benson.
Kezra and Benson. Come on! Crack die.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. 23.
19.
You guys are fine.
Yeah!
Oh, I was so scared there. I was so scared.
All right, and rolled maximum on
charged up.
And I rolled maximum on the amount of turns he needs to use it again. So you guys locked out pretty well. All right,
bring him down now.
Oh, that was a peek behind the curtain there.
I just need to roll two more natural 20s.
I didn't tell you what.
Yeah, I'll be dead by the end of this round. It doesn't matter. John's here.
Benson will save us.
Sir Benson Big Dick over here.
Okay, Mr. Dwayne Johnson.
And he will actually just go ahead and use... wow, the Noxious Breath is only one action, so he's going to go ahead and do a...
Bullshit.
Yeah, I know. So he's going to go and do his body slam after that.
Oh, no.
Because that is also one action. Wow, this is fun. I like this. I like second edition.
Sure, Jake.
The Grolodon swings its tail at each adjacent enemy and attempts to trip each creature adjacent to it. It rolls only a single athletic check and compares the result to the 4-2 DC of each target. So I roll once and then and then resolve it against both of yours. So athletics, he's got a pretty cool looking athletics check here. I'm gonna go ahead and roll this.
Willing to bet this is a good athletics check.
How's an 18 sit for those?
Yeah, that gets me.
Yep.
That gets me too.
All right, so you guys are both prone.
Shit.
It's okay. I'm an expert in Brazilian jiu-jitsu. So climb atop me.
It body slams us with its tail and trips us both?
Yeah.
That's how it works?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Oh. Damage?
No, it doesn't say any damage. It
just knocks us over.
Yeah.
Shit.
All right, as far as they could have gone, that wasn't too bad.
That's not terrible. Adalar.
All right. I'm going to move so I can get a straight shot at it, so I'm not getting into that cover business.
All right.
And I'm going to use Divine Lance.
All right.
And it misses.
You really, really suck with that spell.
I do.
Is that honest, man?
It's been a long time since you've been Divine Lancing them people.
I used to use it in my sermons as a showpiece. Follow Abadar, or I'll kill you.
I was going to say, you see these poor people? No,
no, no. You know, it's like... like light show, it just like divine lands into the air. Ba-doo, ba-doo, ba-doo.
No, whenever he saw someone be like, "Ooh, a penny," he would shoot the penny.
That penny would like to
chase after it.
We only accept paper money around here, son.
Give me that copper.
Oh god!
You know what they say, a copper saved is a copper earned, and a copper taken from someone else is a copper earned.
It's all the same to Abadar.
There's some beautiful sayings in the world.
Especially in Abadar.
Elk, it is your turn.
All right. He's at the top of the stairs, and he's just like, oh, shit. Like, looking at this thing, and he just lines up a shot, goes for it.
You're due. You're due.
Are there high ground bonuses in this game? There's got to be.
17 on the die.
Yes!
17 hits, so go ahead.
Oh, okay. That works. So that is a D6. Oh! 5. Plus. There we go. Almost max damage.
That's nice. Good. Nice, man. Nice.
13. I believe that is just 13 damage.
13 damage. All right. Yes. That is not bad at all.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's what I was doing with crits.
Yeah, D8 plus D6. So.
Cool. All right.
I feel like I should get... No, because I don't add dex bonus to damage, do I?
No, nope.
Okay, I just wasn't sure about that.
No,
I've never used a weapon before. I've always been a spellcaster, so it's like, what is this?
Yeah, it's different, yeah. All right, after Elk, it goes to Kezra.
At this point, he will call out. He's like, Skolt, to the rear! And Skolt's going to run out of the hallway and stride near, like, out of its range. Yeah, like over there. Two strides. Stride is a 30-foot movement.
For your wolf.
Wolf is a 40.
Yeah.
40.
Yeah.
So he can make that, and...
Yeah, that'd probably be two strides there, I think. He's pretty far away.
Yeah, and a single move action. If I could freaking trip this, that'd be hilarious.
Yeah, please do.
And he's going to chomp at his ankles.
Okay.
All right.
And I'll regret this decision.
Nat 20.
17 on the die again.
All right.
There you go, son.
I mean, that'll be, what, plus modifier? So.
Well, I said,
I know, but I'm just making sure I get, like, my modifier as well. So
all right, so he hits, so go ahead and roll the jaw damage there.
That's a D8. 3 damage, and I don't know how it works with a four-legged creature, but he would be knocked
because
down.
Because you would need to spend an action, so because you spent your two, and then your jaw, so...
Well, 3 damage.
Yep.
Okay.
All right, 3 damage, goes up and nips at his heels.
Literally. this size?
Yep.
Yeah.
And then, after it, now it's Kezra's turn.
Kezra's going to step up to it.
Kill this creature now!
You're on the ground.
Yeah, you have to stand up
first.
You're
prone.
Action to get up.
Okay,
I guess, right?
I'm going to... on the ground.
Is it just an action to get up?
Yeah, I'm going to stand up.
Okay.
And... Balls.
Balls.
Do. What do I want
punch
to do?
It in the face.
Well,
show your dragon heritage and claw it.
Now I'm going to
run away. Run.
Move to the other side of it.
All right.
Also, yeah, would he be not flanking, I guess? No.
Now I'm flanking. And cast shield.
Alrighty.
I guess it didn't have
I
any
I don't
attacks.
Think it's a good idea to be next to that water.
Just I'll be okay.
Alright. He said he'll be okay.
Sir Benson, it comes to you. You are on the ground.
I'm right in front of it, aren't I?
Yes.
Alright, I stand up. I take a swing.
Alright.
It is flat-footed.
Natural 19.
There you go. Flat-footed as there well, we so it doesn't
what's
matter.
What's the total?
25.
Yeah, that hits.
Yes.
9 points of damage.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
9 points, and...
I would say
raise your shield.
I raise my shield.
Yeah, right, one action shield. Left, because...
Yeah, I know. That's the Luigi you got to make. Like, do I really want to use my last action to...
Well, if the wolf was within 15 feet of me, I would have would not have. I just would have struck. But...
Oh, gotcha. All right. So, that was Benson's turn. It is the Grawlodon's turn again. Who does it want to go for?
Come on. I just hit in the face with a sword.
I'm going to roll a 1d4, and then it's going to be 1 through 3 to see what he does. 1. Looks like he's going after Kezzer.
Brilliant.
I tried, man.
He sees the giant axe that he doesn't actually have.
Just what?
All right.
Let's go. Bring it on.
Yeah, alright, so it's going to do its jaw attack.
Oh no.
Off the bat. It's a 27 to hit.
Yeah, it's going to hit.
Wait, crap. Quick question, Jake. Was 25 10 or over its AC?
No, it was not. No, no. I would have told you if it was a critical hit.
Alright, just make sure. Sorry. Thanks, right. Man.
So, 27, is that a crit there, Kel?
No.
Okay.
Wait, 27?
Yeah, 27.
Then, yeah.
Alright.
No!
Shit.
Okay.
Shit.
Where's my D12? There it is.
Oh, shit. Gosh! Shit. D12?
Shit sauce.
Stop it, Jake.
I may be going down.
how's 24 damage to you?
I'm down.
What?
Yep.
Holy crap.
I use my lay on hands on you. I don't have lay on hands.
I'm a cleric of Abaddon.
Okay, good. Get in there.
Get your ass in there.
I don't have to get in anywhere. My power is so attuned, I can just do it from where I stand.
You're 15 feet away from me, more than 15 feet away, so I can't use redemptive strike.
Yep. Second attack, going on to Benson. He's going to swing his tail at you this time. How does a 11?
Nope. Get the shit out of here.
Clangs off the shield. Just bam.
All right, and then another tail attack with the minus 10, though, so it's just a flat roll here.
Well, you could take us like a 20.
14.
Nope.
All right. Yes.
All right.
Thank God. All right.
Okay.
Quick question. How many actions is it to shove a potion down somebody's throat?
It's an interact to bring it out, interact to put it down. So.
I wouldn't worry about that.
Okay.
Because Abaddon.
Alright. Adalar turn.
Alright.
Adalar, it is your turn.
I'm going to cast heal from a distance. I'm going to use two actions.
Okay.
Alright.
That's 1d10, right?
Yep.
Alright.
So 12 points of healing.
It's something.
All right.
I mean, but you gotta think, like, just putting a plus 8 on there, just...
Oh,
at least you get something out of that.
That feels good.
And...
That's good.
He's like, oh, God.
I don't believe I've cast Guidance on you yet. So I'm going to cast Guidance on Kezzer with my last action.
Excellent.
All right.
Okay.
And after Adalar, it goes to Elk.
All right. He's up there, and he sees the big guy go down and somehow comes back up again. He's like, all right.
Wow, fight. He should not have survived that. Wow.
He should not have survived.
You see a flash of light, and then an invoice falls on me, and my eyes open.
They get you with all those secret fees.
Death won't save you from this. All right. That's a roll. That's a 12.
Nope.
He's just gonna shoot again. Because at this point...
And you have a great vantage point to just keep doing that.
So. Yeah, it's a life or death situation at this point as well. 18 on the die, so that's a minus 5 plus, you know, 7, so it's 25. So 20.
20 will hit.
20. All right.
And first hit first turn, gets precision damage as well. Oh, damn it. Minimum on the d6.
Sir.
8 damage.
8
total.
Damage. Nice.
And Skolt is going to again attack. Nip at his heel. 12.
12 does not.
I don't even see if there's a point to try to roll again, because I think he's only a plus 2, right?
Just roll for the nat 20, man.
Yeah, sure. Why not? If he misses this, he's retreating a little bit. No, that's not going to work either.
All right.
10. So he's going to scamper back a bit.
Okay. So. Well, as he tried to nip at the heels of this thing, as the two arrows landed square into its face,
one.
It drops.
Oh, yay.
Nice.
There you go.
All right.
And it collapses to the ground.
How much damage did you take in that one bite?
24, wasn't it?
24 points of damage.
24,
yeah. I would have gone down.
Yeah, that was way over my max health.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is what you get, you creature.
I mean, it crit me, so.
Yeah, that the crit.
And I do not have AC. No.
Yeah.
Which is kind of scary.
I am a glass fucking cannon right now.
Yeah.
I can do damage. I can't take damage.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I can tell. He's going to go down that rope now.
All right, so you climb down and regroup with the goblins.
Oh, I mean, I'm just, that's a 15.
Can you just, like, take a 20
17?
Or
I want to make a point.
he's going to be honest about it.
17 and a 20.
Yeah, you're fine. That. You're fine.
I frumpled
you
them
slide
the last
down
one.
Like Legolas.
Yeah.
Whee!
Half Legolas.
You guys regroup with the goblins. They all want to go see Warble, who had her little camp out
right.
Up front.
I recommend we go through
where
here
we were
and cut the door open in this room where we know it's safe and let all the goblins out that way.
You could just go out the front.
Or that.
Or that.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, because wasn't there.
We
like,
can reunite them with their goblin dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah. They,
oh, yeah.
It was their dogs.
All right, fine.
Yeah.
I'm sure they miss their mangy, disease-ridden hides.
You know, dogs, the things they hate.
Well, I mean, they're goblin dogs.
Goblin
though.
Dogs.
Yeah, goblin dogs are horrible, disgusting, rash, and dander-ridden dogs that goblins love.
I would say they kind of resemble, like, giant rats almost.
Yeah,
they
yeah, they're hairless,
hideous.
And their skin is, like, always, like, fetid. It's,
yeah,
they're
gross.
Disgusting creatures. So,
Kezra's like, I think I need to take a rest, and proposes a 10-minute rest.
I accept.
Okay, yeah. So you guys go out. Warble is so thankful that Helba has been returned safe. They're shaken, obviously, and they're hungry, but she manages to give them all food, and then as they begin speaking in Goblin, Warble turns to Sir Benson and she goes,
Sir Benson.
Yes, m'lady.
Helba tells me about these cultists.
She has told me about them as well.
What do you know about them?
We'll see you next week.
Bastard.
Bastard.
Kill that first dragon.